Okay.
Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
James Garcia.
Well, please hold on. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson now will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please just state your name and your agency number for us for the record?
James Anthony Garcia. 281233.
Okay. So, Mr. Garcia, I do note that you have approximately 16 days left before you are going to be released on December 8, 2017, sir. You don't have to, but I just wanted to check before I start the hearing to make sure you want to go ahead and complete this hearing, or do you want to kill your number? And I also want to let you know that you do have a supporter here, Ms. Christian Garcia, who's your fiance.
Yes, that's my fiance. Yes, I would like to continue this hearing.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, and to my left is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I am going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or you represented yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, so also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officers, Mr. Osborne. Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you in, Mr. Garcia. I'd like to swear your fiance in, as well as Mr. Osborne. Do all three of you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Garcia?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ms. Garcia?
Yeah.
I do, sir.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Garcia. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 12, 2016 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated May 16, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Sir, your second allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 17, 2016, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 23, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, your final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on and about June 23rd, 2016, as verbally written directed on June 22nd, 2016. The offender is active avoiding supervision and thus is absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, based on the admission of Mr. Garcia, I move to find that he was delinquent, he had violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
I agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, and first give some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Garcia, to get any information from you or any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Garcia was released from DOC custody on February 1st of 2016. He was arrested on October 2nd of 2017 by Phoenix Police Department on his absconded warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 466 absconded, with the community supervision ended on December 8th of 2017. Current conviction, 2014, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. And 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013, aggravated assault, 10 years. I'm sorry, 10 months. He was, has no SCDRD information noted. He's had 2 terms with DOC, had the CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. Prior term supervision, 2013, TIS completion, 30 days. He has a moderate disciplinary history with refusals to program or job assignment noted, and since his return on October 23rd of 2017, received a minor violation for refusal to program or job assignment. Other arrest, 2003, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile probation. 2003, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And 2012, possession and sales of marijuana, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G3, V4.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, I see that when you were released February of 2016, you were released and approved to stay TLC over at 2202 East Roosevelt. And then on February 3rd of 16, you were approved to move in with your father, Frank Garcia, located at 3148 West Charter Oak Road in Phoenix. There were no other addresses or changes reported during your supervision period, sir. And it says that were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, not at the beginning.
Okay.
But after I absconded, I found a job.
Okay.
So I didn't have that job for 6 months.
Okay. Where were you working for 6 months, sir?
Beaver Stripes, molding and striping.
Mulligan Construction, you said?
No, I did vinyl wraps and removals on cars and stuff.
Oh, okay. Where were you staying there, sir?
Everywhere at that time.
Okay, so it also says that for your program, it says the offender was enrolled in tasks for random drug testing, the sign of color line, that May of 16, you submitted a diluted urine sample. Then it says on May 12th of 16, you tested positive for methamphetamines, and May 13th, you tested positive for amphetamines, and then June 17th of 16, you failed to submit 1 urine sample test lab as directed. It says that you completed 12 anger management classes. The offender completed a substance abuse class on 621, and then you missed your CAP classes, sir. So what was going on, sir? It seems like you started out on a good path, and then you just relapsed and started going backwards. Where were you at during this 466 days that you went absconding? What were you doing?
During the scouting, I was, like I said earlier, I was everywhere. And like I said, I found that job and I cleaned up and I've been clean ever since. And now I work with my father now at a company he opened. So I'm a laborer for him now.
What kind of company is that? What is that? Is that the
bottom? He does a trash out business. It's called Brothers Prime, and for property managers and stuff like that. So we do the landscaping, trash out, clean up the houses and get them ready for sale again.
So why did you abscond? So your PO was working with you. Why didn't you just continue to work with your PO?
I messed up and I blamed that on myself. I had one bad day and I took it the wrong way instead of going the other way.
And you just, once you went the other way, you kept going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
All right. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Since the board has no additional questions, so I'm going to have your fiance, Kristen Garcia, if you want to come up. Did you want to speak? All right, come up and just state your name and go ahead and present any information that you'd like to present to the board, please.
My name is Kristen Garcia. I've known James for quite some time now. We have three kids together. I also have the card of his father's landscaping, if you'd like that.
If you get that to us, you won't get it back.
That's
you have to keep it, okay? All right, that's fine.
I just want to say, you know, I know, you know, James knows he messed up. But we do have three kids, and we're trying to work on, you know, our family again. I got us a place, so hopefully he'll stay away from, you know, whatever it is that made him go towards drugs. Myself, I don't do drugs. I work for a glass company called TrueView. So I feel this time around, hopefully, you know, he's got his head on right and we can do things the right way. So I have all faith in him that, you know, he can do this. We can get through this. It's not that long of a time to do, so just if he has a second, you know, this additional chance, I should say, then we'll get through it. Well, you know, we'll make things right, and I know once he gets out, his, you know, he can go back to work with his father, and we can finally be that family that, you know, is on the right track together. And I, of course, am going to keep him on the right track as much as I can. And that's pretty much all I have to say right now.
Does the board have any questions? Ms. Garcia, thank you. And thank you for being patient waiting for us.
Yeah,
you've been
not
here
a problem.
Most of the afternoon.
Do you want a copy of the card?
That's okay. I think we can
okay.
make it through with this.
Right,
okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, Mr. Garcia, the board's about to go into a discussion, so as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing, is there anything else you'd like to tell the board, sir, any information that you want to give the board that you haven't given us before without repeating yourself?
I would just like to say thank you for the chance.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay. So, Mr. Garcia, the board is going to go into discussion. So, while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, however, remain on the phone as the board's in discussion, sir. We'll deliberate and come up with a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. You'll be able to hear our conversation as we deliberate, sir. We'll get back to you at the conclusion of our discussion, sir.
Sir, thank you.
All right, it appears that Mr. Garcia started out on the right track and was trying to do good, and says he had one bad day, and that bad day turned into 466 days of bad days that he didn't contact his PO, and up until the time that he absconded, the PO was working with him. He did test positive for methamphetamine, tested positive for amphetamines, and he did state that he was just going from place to place. He did pick up a job for a while after he started working, and then later on down the road he continued to find a job and continue to work. He does have a plan. He does have his fiance that was here who spoke. He has a job lined up with her father as well as his father, that when he gets out there, that he would he'd be able to work. According to his fiance, they have three kids together, and she wants him to work, and hopefully that they can get on the right track as a family and start working together and take care of their three kids. However, Mr. Garcia did abscond for 466 days. He will be released on December 8th. Of this year, which is about 16, 17 days away. At that time, he won't be on any parole or he won't be on community supervision. I think if he takes the time that he has left in there, those week, two, 3 weeks that he has left, put together a plan, really give us some serious thoughts so that when he gets out, that he's not on any drugs and that he does have a plan to work and get himself together. But because he absconded for the 466 days, I cannot overlook the time that he was out as an absconder. But I do think that if he is sincere and he gets out in December, that it'll be right before the Christmas holidays, that he'll work with his fiance, work with his fathers and those supporters that he have, get his life together and be a productive citizen. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
There you go, Mr. Johnson.
So do I.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make the motion to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Garcia find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapse of about to lapse in two criminal ways of company, and the fact that he was an absconder for 466 days, as well as he had relapsed and started to use illicit drugs.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on December 8th of 2017. This year, so in a very short period of time, you will be released. So even if the board would have continued on your community supervision, it would have took you about that long before all the paperwork and the process would have been completed for you to get out. But you have gone for 466 days, sir. I do want to tell you, sir, I hope that when you get out that you take this time that you're in there now that you have remaining, think about it, put together a plan so that when you get out, sir, that you won't be on drugs. Don't let one day turn into a whole bunch of bad days for you. Your fiance was here, sir, today. She's been here hours, all afternoon waiting to testify, speak on your behalf, sir. And she says you guys have three kids and she wants you guys to get together as a family, do the right thing, and continue to work as a family. So think about that. Work on that while you're there for these days that you have left so that when you come out, you won't be on any community supervision, sir, and you won't be on parole. So you have the ability and opportunity, sir, to get yourself together and be a productive citizen. I hope that you have no more negative contact or influence with the police department or law enforcement, and that you won't go back to prison. I have to come back before this board, sir. Mr. Garcia, let me thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board that is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you for taking the time.
All right. Bye. Bye.